truth. We have many opportunities for worship, especially on Christmas Eve. And to get yourself in the spirit of Christmas, we have two concerts coming up, the Detroit Lutheran Singers on December 8th, and then on December 9th, the Birmingham Concert Band. Also, youth group tonight doing a service Sunday. And don't forget, we have the Angel Tree up. We're connecting with Grace Centers of Hope, helping some of the needy families. So if you'd like to buy them a Christmas gift, just check out your announcements for what you need to do. Also, the alternative gifts will be for sale next Sunday, and we'll share with you what we're going to be sponsoring this year. And family Advent candle lighting. If you'd like to help, Advent officially begins next Sunday. If you and your family would like to light the candles, we would love to have you participate. Also, these are the Sundays I really miss Pastor Rickert. As you notice, I'm wearing red and wearing my Buckeye necklace. Always a good day. Also, we welcome Our Savior Lutheran Church of the Deaf worshiping with us today. The reason they're with us is because Pastor Tyler and Kelsey had a baby girl Saturday morning at 1 a.m. And I would share with you her name, but they didn't know yet. Did it come as a surprise that we're having a baby? When we know it, we'll let you know. We rise for opening hymn.
Thank you.
the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Children forward for the children's message. Look at this cool hat. Ohio State, yay! What a day. Okay, we can be cheated out. Well, good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year. Right, Happy New Year. Is it New Year's? No, when does New Year's come? Just after Christmas, January 1st. And then, so January 1st starts a new year and it goes through to the end of December. The church year, this is the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday begins Advent. We'll sing Christmas hymns. That's the beginning of a new church year. So the last Sunday in Pentecost is the last Sunday of the church year. Now, you know what a lot of people do on the last day of the year around New Year's Eve? Sometimes they clean. They like cleaning their house and get rid of all the stuff they need to get rid of and they throw it away. And I'm thinking, hey, this is like New Year's Eve clean out. So today, what you're going to get are my leftovers. And you can look at them and say, well, this must have been around the 4th of July. It has the American flag on a pencil. This says God keeps his promises. And it's all different colors. What story do you think we talked about that day? Oh, Joseph, that would be a good one too. Yeah, Joseph and his amazing color dream coat. Yeah, and we may have talked about the rainbow that day. Let's see, this one is a band. Everybody got one. It says 316. Guess what? It was the third month, January, February, March. Oh, it was March 3rd. It was March on the 16th day. And everybody got a band that said 316 because what's 316? John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son. So today you're getting leftovers and try to remember what the story was behind it. And I want to thank you for coming up and you can go to Sunday school now. Happy New Year!
The Old Testament reading for today is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create, for I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and in its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child. The one who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and eat others. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will no longer enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Here ends the Old Testament reading. The epistle reading for today is taken from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, for that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Here ends the epistle reading.
Thank you. Please rise for today's gospel reading. Today's gospel reading is different than what you find in today's service bulletin. It is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Here ends the gospel reading. Please join me now as we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sit upon the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as you can tell from the bulletin sermon title, I'm not the one that's supposed to be preaching today. You could have probably guessed that by the hymns we were singing. I've been ministry long enough. I have like the top Redeemer 25, and I just like, it keeps you happy, you know? That's important. So I'm thinking, okay, this is last minute. You know, am I going to write another sermon? I know it sometimes doesn't seem like it, but I put a lot of time into a sermon and thought, well, I'm going to be a little rushed. You know, do I dare? Because I like serving you new food, a new dinner every Sunday. Do I dare serve you leftovers and give you an old sermon? Well, I'm going to give you leftovers, okay? This sermon is from years ago, and I not only preached it here, I preached it at Andrea's home church where she grew up. I preached it even at Concordia University where I went to undergrad, and you know what? Funny, they never invited me back after that. I preached it years ago at a circuit meeting. We're part of the Michigan District. There's about 8 congregations in the Birmingham circuit, and we meet occasionally, and Pete Nichol is our circuit advisor or visitor, and he said, you know, you're hosting, and we put on a meal and stuff, and he says, will you preach that sermon? Remember that sermon? He said, out of all the sermons I've heard at a Winkle, that's the one I remember. And so this is fresh on my mind because that was just a couple weeks ago. What's the sermon? WWJD. What would Jesus do? No. Who wants Jack Daniels? You remember it now, some of you? Who wants Jack Daniels? You know, the oldest distillery, at least licensed in America. WWJD, it just flows off the lips. WWDC doesn't sound the same, does it? But you know, we could have been saying that. Instead of WWJD, we could have been saying WWCD or DC. You see, the guy who originally owned the distillery was named Dan Calls. Dan Calls was obviously involved in illegal moonshine, and he was also a Lutheran pastor. And in 1863, his congregation came to him and said, Pastor Dan, make a choice. Lift the spirits of humankind with this or with God's word. He chose God's word. Now, I know instantly our minds go, oh, what a poor decision. This guy could have been famous, right? Famous, remembered, celebrated, and wealthy. We always go there, don't we? Oh, he made a mistake, didn't he? This could have been his. But did he make the mistake? Do you hear what Jesus is saying in our gospel lesson for today? He's saying, you know, you can't serve both God and money. You can't both serve God and the things of the world. You're going to love one and hate the other, or vice versa. One is going to take priority. It's that simple. Jesus says, I know where to find your heart, where your treasure is. Because your heart always follows where your treasure is. So if he knows your treasure, he's going to find your heart. And Jesus puts the question out there. Where's your treasure? What is it, the things of the world or the things of God? Jesus would go on to say, because the whole Sermon on the Mount is about trusting in God, trusting him, not the things of the world. And isn't that what we often do? We try to find our security in the things of the world, and Jesus is challenging our thought on that. He goes on to say, he says, look at the birds in the air. They don't toil, they don't plant, they don't harvest, they don't store away in barns. They wake up every morning and they trust that their Heavenly Father is going to take care of them. He's saying, look to the birds for a sermon. That bird knows more about trusting God than you and I so often do. When's the last time you saw a bird sitting on a branch rocking back and forth worried about where he's going to get his next worm? Yeah, you don't see that. Jesus said, look at the lilies of the field. I'm telling you, Solomon on his best day wasn't dressed like one of these. If that's how God dresses the field of grass today, which is gone tomorrow, will he not take care of you? Oh, you of little faith. Why do you worry about tomorrow? Today has enough worry of its own. Seek ye first my kingdom, and everything you need will be given. He would even say, look at the pagans. Look at the unbelievers who don't know God. They run here and there. It's all up to them to take care of themselves. And Jesus is saying, you don't have to worry like that. You don't have to be concerned like that. Put me to the test. Put my things, put my kingdom first, and I'll give you everything you need. Jesus is really saying, listen, you're not bastard children. You have a daddy in heaven, a daddy that's going to take care of you and provide for you, a daddy who wants you to trust in him with all your heart. We worry so much. We not only worry about today, we worry about tomorrow, we worry about the next thing, the next year. We're always in a constant state of worry. And Jesus is saying, I don't want you to live this way. This isn't how the Father wants you to live. Trust in the kingdom. Trust in me. I love this passage from Proverbs 30. Two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? How many have fallen away from the faith because they have put their hope and their confidence in the things of the world? They have fallen away and walked away. Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. What is enough? And Jesus is really calling to question, where is your treasure? What's important to you? You know, Dan Call, I wouldn't know about Pastor Dan Call unless my wife didn't get me this book. It's a strange title, theme for a book. Where Are They Buried and How Did They Die? Isn't that a great book? And the story in here is not about Dan Call and how he died and where he's buried. No, the story is about Jack Daniels, the famous distiller. Dan Call is just a little line on the page. Now, an update from the years ago when I originally gave this sermon, I have recently found out that the Calls family is still in the distillery business. And they do make whiskey, and there is a whiskey out there called Willie Casey Calls Uncatchable. Do you remember the times when the Untouchables, you know, the FBI and the government workers, it was during that time that this Willie Calls was a bootlegger. And the government agents would call him Uncatchable because he drove such a fast car. Now, guess what? The bootleggers, a little another side note, the bootleggers, so I don't know where to buy that Calls liquor. I'm looking into it. But if you see it, get me a bottle, okay? It's got a great story behind it. But he was called the Uncatchable because his car was so fast. Now, when Prohibition ended, you had a bunch of guys, bootleggers, they had fast cars, so they started racing them, and they figured we need to make rules for racing, and in 1947, NASCAR was born. That's all from bootleggers. Now, see, aren't you blessed? You know, most people, you ask, what'd you learn in church today? What'd you hear about? The Bible. You get to go home and say, well, we learned about whiskey and Jack Daniels and NASCAR. Also, Dan Calls did not come up with this magic recipe, nor did Jack Daniels. There's an unsung person in this story, a hero that's been forgotten. Now that if you go to the Jack Daniels distillery in the tour, you'll hear about him now, but you haven't heard about him for years. His name was Nearest Green. Nearest Green was the master distiller. Why you don't hear about him? He was a black man. He was Pastor Dan Call's slave. And he was his master brewer, distiller. And when he sold it to Jack Daniels, he told him, teach Jack everything you know. And really, that's where the recipe came from. Is Pastor Dan remembered? Listen, this is in Malachi 3. There's a faithful remnant to God. Everybody else has fallen away. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honor his name. A scroll of remembrance. Dan, it's just a little blurb. Pastor calls just a little blurb in that book. But doesn't God remember him? Has not God written him in his book? Listen in Philippians chapter 4, verse 3. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are written in the book of life. Jesus said that's so important. One day his disciples came back to Jesus and said, even the evil spirits obey us. And this is what Jesus said. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. When you came to faith, either by the waters of baptism and the work of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit working through God's word, your name was written in heaven. You're a part of God's book, a part of his eternity. Listen to this passage from Revelation 20. By the way, this is the last Sunday of the church year, and it's typically the last two Sundays of the church year that deal with the end of the world. And what we just talked about last week, that great day of judgment, here it's described in Revelation 20. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead and were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Your name in the book of life, and your deeds. Now, when you first hear that reading from Revelation, we should shake in our boots that our deeds have been recorded. All that we've done wrong, imagine those things being spoken about by God in front of all humanity, everything you've done wrong. And this is the power and importance of the cross to us, because Christ became our sin. He paid the price. When he died and sacrificed himself, he washed away our sins. They've been erased from the book of deeds. The only thing next to your name in the book of deeds is everything you have done for the glory of Christ. The Bible says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. What works in the heaven will follow you? What works are listed in the book of deeds next to your name? Think about that. Where is your priority? Where is your treasure? Are you closer to serving in the Lord's kingdom, putting him first, or are you closer to serving the things of the world? You think about that. Look at your life. You want to know where? Look at your checkbook. Look at where you invest your time. Look at where you invest your talent. It will tell you where your important treasure is. You want to move closer to God? This is what Jesus is saying too. He's really saying your heart follows your treasure. You want to move closer to God? Sacrifice more time for his work. Sacrifice more of your talents for his work. Sacrifice more of your money for his work. Your heart will naturally follow. And what is Jesus saying? Let me test you on this. Or better yet, you test me. Put me first and see if I don't provide and take care of you. WWJD. You know, Jack came to work early one day. And so the people that were in the office weren't there yet. And Jack was known, he's known as a generous man, but he was also known as a little hot-tempered. And he could never remember the combination to the safe. He was so frustrated, he couldn't get the safe open. WWJD, what will Jack do? He kicked the safe as hard as he could. He broke his toe. Blood infection set in, and as a result, 6 years later, he died. That's what killed him. I don't know what was in his heart, But was his heart found at that treasure, locked up in that safe? Where is yours? Dan Call, he did the right thing. One more reading from Daniel 12, Old Testament, talking about the second coming and the great judgment day. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Pastor Dan Call made the right decision. He led people to righteousness, and he shines forever and ever. He lived for eternity, not this world. WWDD, we know what Dan Calls would do. WWJD, we knew what Jack Daniels did. The question today is WWYD. What will you do? Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise to sing in the offertory. Dear gracious Father, we give thanks for the words of Jesus today, for he calls to question where our treasure is, for there is our heart. We pray, O Lord, that we would all move closer to serving you faithfully and doing the things you have called us to do, that we would seek your kingdom as individuals, as families, as a congregation, and that you would bless all our service and work and sacrifices, and that we may give joyfully in many ways, knowing that you will take care of all our needs. Be with those who are grieving the loss of what loved ones, the family and friends of Reverend Vic Halbeth, who was called to his heavenly home, and the family and friends of Mrs. Hart. Comfort them, the families left behind, and remind them of the joy of eternity. And be with those facing health concerns, Margot Gray, Mike, Julie Robinson, Fred Appel, Gabriel Piera, who will be having open heart surgery tomorrow, small child, Kent Peterson, the Ruckel family, Marion and Dave, Grant Harper, Chris Leonard, Ginny Schaum, Dennis, Ken Conrad, Marilyn, Kim, Dennis Lorraine, Reverend Steve, Carolyn and Karen, Bill Roth, and Bob Ernewine. We also celebrate the gift of life and with Kelsey and Pastor Tyler, the baby girl. We look forward to her second birth in the waters of holy baptism. We celebrate with Bill and Carol Leahy 50 years of marriage and ask your continued blessing be upon them. And the flowers on the altar given by the Bernanke family in remembrance of Kylie. We give thanks for her life and all the lessons she leaves behind and the eternity she now enjoys. And we celebrate also with Bob and Bonnie Ernewine in 51 years of marriage and rejoice with them. We also give thankfulness that you give us opportunity to help those in need, the family of God's Soup Kitchen and those of Redeemer who sponsored this month, the May family, Quasarano family, Marge Motter, Dick and Judy Weir, Tom and Ann Marie Violante, Bonnie Brooks and James Rose Jr. Oh Lord, move all of us to great deeds of service to our brothers and sisters that they may see our good deeds and praise your name. We ask this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant to you his peace.